Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Hamda.
Oh, hold on. This is in my way. Sorry, it's my Hall of Fame award and it's in my way again. Okay. Hey, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for telling your friends about the show. We appreciate it. Today's guest is a contributor at The Onion, co-host of the podcast Stand By Your Band. You remember his buddy Tom Takkar. Headlines at Caroline's on Broadway. Tommy McNamara.
So happy to be back, and I'm a Hall of Fame guest for your first show with Hall of Famers.
All right.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Well, there's a lot to talk to you about, okay? First of all, writing for The Onion. I'm not being funny when I say this. Is it getting harder because the news is so ridiculous?
So I only do sports, so I don't, I do Onion sports, so I don't have to deal
with
that.
Thank God, right?
Yeah, oh, I can't imagine. You know, I do more of the lighthearted, you know, but yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. It is crazy to try and do satire politically. Right. When, I mean, it is so much. Yeah, it's so absurd already. That
maybe that's what Trump means when he says fake news. He's actually talking about The Onion.
Yeah, for
sure. I don't know. But I don't know that a lot of people can tell between The Onion and real news anymore, mm-hmm. which is not just sad, but kind of scary.
Washington Post quoted a Clickhole article as if it was a real website.
Whoa.
That was really funny. Yeah, they just didn't know it was like a satire thing, and they quoted it in one of their articles. It was about, they were talking about American Idiot, the Green Day album, mm-hmm. and Clickhole had a fake Billy Joe Armstrong, like, I'm ready to say now, American Idiot was about George Bush. And they quoted that, like, as if it was something he sincerely just said.
Is it a shame, though, then that Trump is right? There is fake news, you know?
Oh, there's so much, yeah. I mean, right. The scariest stuff to me is when you hear about the ways people can manipulate, like, video and audio to the point where people are just going to deny any, like, there'll be no such thing as proof unless you are literally in the room with someone when they say or do something, you know?
Right. Maybe this is good. I'm going to you, the source. You guys got to stop being funny.
that's the end game, yeah.
Everybody's doing fake interviews. This is what they want. Only real interviews from now on. I heard the sad news, of course, right before the show. You and girlfriend Marsha Belsky.
Right before the show, we broke up.
Right before the show.
I walked in, I saw you guys. I said, I got her on the phone. Yeah, no, yeah.
I said, are you still with Marsha? And he said, about 2 weeks ago, you broke up. And now I'm hearing that Hamda still talks to her in-laws, even though she's going to get a divorce, right?
Mm-hmm.
I of course, do not talk to my in-laws after my divorce. I'm a human being.
Big mistake.
But have you decided how to play it for you? Are you and the family going to keep in touch? Because this is only 2 weeks went by. You haven't had the big discussions.
You know, if they reach out, I'm happy to talk. Right. You know, we weren't like that close. I really like her parents, but you know, it's funny, like my previous girlfriend's parents, I talk to her brother and her dad every once in a while. Not her, but I still talk to them, which I think is so funny. Like, I think like everyone but her from her family reached out on my birthday. I was like, this is weird. The only one I didn't make an impression on.
Right. But how good though, I don't know if you're ready to date or not, but this is good for your resume, Marsha Belsky. It shows that you're awake. Right? Mm-hmm. It shows that you understand what's going on in the world to last at least 2 years.
Yep.
You're not a piece of shit guy.
No, right? For sure. Yeah.
So I personally don't understand why it wasn't in his credits as you were introducing him. Marsha Belsky is your biggest credit.
I would leave your phone on dates.
Yeah.
A text to Marsha right on top. And a little silly back and forth. Hope your day's going well. Bling. Hope
for
yours
sure.
is too.
Yeah.
Don't you love that we didn't check that you're cool with the breakup jokes 2 weeks later?
Oh, yeah. It was funny. I was doing Tom Takkar and Nikki Glaser's show, and she was like, you're in a relationship, right? And it was like right after we broke up, and I was like, oh, this is weird. I'm announcing it to this radio show before I've told most of my friends, but yeah, that's how it happens sometimes.
That's how I announced it on the show, and I just expect it to go.
Oh,
and
I
put a hint on Facebook, and I'm like, that's an announcement, right?
What was the hint?
Don't take sides. Anyway.
Please respect the privacy at this moment.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess why it didn't work out between you two. Hmm. You tell me if I'm close.
Let me hear.
The Handmaid's Tale. This is not good for any man. You don't even have to be watching it with her.
She has it's a satirical show, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's a great show. Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's on the road now, right?
They're doing it in DC in October, I know. Right now they're taking a little break.
Oh, you're talking about the musical that she does based on that TV show.
Yeah. It's really successful.
Yeah, I meant the actual TV show. She's watching it. She's getting angry at you.
Yep.
Because I haven't seen the show, but I'm going to guess the men are assholes.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's a little scary. So you didn't live together?
No, which so makes it easier. Yeah.
No hassle there.
No.
Do you have each other's stuff at each other's place?
Not that much. I mean, I don't have that much
stuff.
She
knew 2 weeks before he knew, so yeah. She started sneaking stuff out already.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, it was her apartment's much better than mine, so there was nothing up hers left in my house.
Are you excited at all about dating? Not to say you're cold or anything, but, you know, there's got to be something like, how will I play it this time? Will I be, at least it was for me. I'm like, I wasn't necessarily dishonest, but I'm definitely going to be more honest, more open to things that I want.
Interesting.
I was telling a story yesterday where I was dating this woman and I said, all right, around 3 o'clock, I realized I can't make it to soft plans we made for 8 o'clock. Because of work, let me tell you now. And she goes, well, you promised 8 p.m. Oh, and wow. I said, okay, goodbye.
Yeah, that's goodbye. A good idea.
It's called work. I don't want to do it. But if this is a debate, then we're done now.
Yeah.
And I know maybe it sounds cruel, but my point is I just know more of what I want and I'm not going to take any of what I'm not going to be able to tolerate in the future. Do you think about dating? What is it going to be like? All your plans?
You know, I'm kind of a... Yeah, I have no interest in apps or anything. That's not. I'm kind of usually a long relationship or nothing kind of guy.
Right.
So I don't know. I just kind of have fallen into them before. So I'm just gonna try and, you know, work on myself, try and lose weight, do that kind of stuff, and then kind of hope something just happens. Is my big plan. Right.
Did you gain relationship weight?
I did. I think, but I mean, it was a combination of because we started dating right when I moved to New York. So it was also just like moving to New York stress plus relationship. You know what I mean? I kind of like I had gotten really good in Chicago, and then I kind of got all my vices back, and now I'm trying to slowly whittle them down.
Mm. Well, it's tough because you come to New York and then you're like, well, let me live like a tourist and see what the hot dogs are like.
Yeah. No, for sure.
There's carts everywhere, you know. Well, if I don't try the pretzel and I live here, that's a little stupid.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have to eat a bagel every day. Right.
Yeah. I have to try all the bagel shops, every 20 of them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Around
my
corner.
Do you before Marsha, did you date a comedian?
No, first comedian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
Is there anything in that where you know, hey, I don't want to date comedians, or what happens, happens?
We're trying to suggest that for you.
Yeah. But it would be, but you know, like, you know, everybody's talking, especially in a community like that. Do you care?
No. And I think, I don't know. I just think makes it much better to date a comedian, I thought, because you have the same schedule and you are, you know, it's just like much easier to understand, like, no, I have to go to this open mic at 10 p.m. on a Tuesday. I can't watch a movie. Whereas a normal person's like, why? That's ridiculous. Like, what are you doing?
If you looked at what she would say was your main problem in the relationship, would you agree? Or was it just you're not compatible? Was there something that you know not to do in your next relationship?
That's a good question.
Well, she wrote it. She wrote it.
No, I don't know. I mean, we weren't like big fighters or anything. I think we both kind of realized that when we didn't move in together, it was maybe a commitment thing. When we didn't move in together, it was like kind of writing's on the wall.
Right.
We're dating for 2 years. In New York, I feel like if you don't move in together, that's kind of a sign that, you know.
Right. We move in just to save money.
Yeah.
You're not moving in and there's love.
Yeah.
Who was more opposed to not moving in? Both?
I think I was more, I'm just a weird, yeah, and I guess I just like having space, you know?
Right.
But I don't know, yeah, and then we were watching an episode of Queer Eye, and this was kind of soon before we broke up, and they were like talking to this guy, and they're like, if you are dating someone for 3 years and you do not get married, you got to shit or get off the pot. And I was just like, oh, no.
These fucking TV shows,
these
right?
These fucking Queer Eye guys are killing me right now.
They think they can just say whatever they want. Like, straight guys aren't getting their lives ruined.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you write a strongly worded letter to the king of culture?
Dear Queer Eye.
Yeah. Your words are important. And
your words are important. Well, some people find you uplifting.
Right.
Yeah.
I realized that while I was dating, I love museums. But
interesting.
But only for dates. Otherwise, they bore me. But if it's a first date, it's very exciting, especially being tall. I can touch things that you're not supposed to be touching.
Show dominance, yeah.
For example, I go to the David Bowie Museum, and they have, and not that I know necessarily his fashion, but I recognize the Union Jack coat that he has. You know, the long, it's almost iconic, long coat that reaches his ankles. And so I can reach up and touch it. And then I touch my date's hand, like she's getting the energy.
Nice.
It introduces touching.
Wow.
Introduces being fun.
It introduces manipulation. It introduces
the security
dominance.
Guard to you, both of you.
Yeah. Right. It introduces privilege.
But those are great.
I got to go to that Bowie thing. I've heard it's really cool.
Well, take a date, apparently.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, well, you need to watch it by yourself. Who gives a shit? You can find the interviews online. Bring a date. You're weird to go alone. What are you doing, taking it in? You know? Okay, we get it.
What are you, like a fan?
Yeah, we get it.
Come on.
He was great, but I mean, if you're going by yourself, what are we even talking about? I know the Pretty Woman musical just opened.
What?
There's a...
What? Wait, what? His... What?
Yeah, I didn't know there was one. Wow.
The Midwesterners want to come into New York City to see a nice hooker find the man of her dreams on the top floor, of course, because that's the best. I don't understand this love story because I understand that sex workers are wonderful and blah, 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 but this glorifies the shit out of sucking dick for a living. I mean, this is just, if you didn't want to be a hooker after you saw this movie, you were dead on the inside. All I have to do is not kiss you. Okay. How much did you just negotiate for? And what? Oh, he didn't respect you for 5 seconds and you left and then he gave you more money and you stayed. Yeah. Okay.
She should write The Art of the Deal. That's what we need. Yeah,
and this is a musical.
So in the...
Don't touch my lips with your lips.
That's good, yeah.
My lips can only touch your dick.
I think it's going to be rapping like Hamilton. I think that's the plan. It's going to be a Richard Gere guy.
I only need one shot. Oh, two. I'm looking at a picture of, you know, the woman that obviously plays the Pretty Woman sitting on a piano, and then, you know, Richard Gere characters playing piano. And I'm very excited because I love this movie like everybody else did. Mm-hmm. And I was excited. I couldn't believe that they had the scene where Richard Gere eats out Julia Roberts on the piano. I can't wait to see what that's going to be like on Broadway.
Oh, I hope the chorus is him in her muff. I hope he like sings as he goes down, and then the chorus is like, love you.
That's beautiful, yeah.
Thank you. The chorus is just...
Yeah, there's not delish. A lot of eating out songs in musicals.
It's you. This is good. You interrupt my music, but now we're making different music. Don't kiss me on the mouth.
Well, I could see why Hemda's relationship broke up, and you understand that, right? Because
I write musicals too good.
If that's what it sounds like over there, it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Well, Marsh and I had like a reverse Pretty Woman thing going on, where I was just a quiet prostitute.
No, so when we were in Philadelphia, for example,
to receive our Hall of Fame induction.
Congrats.
Oh,
congrats.
Thank you. Oh, that's so nice. Thanks.
So we're in Philadelphia, and they, of course, have the Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
So I go to check that out, right? I touch it.
You get up high, yeah. You
talk. That's why it's broken now.
I got to get the whole experience. Did you know, by the way, there of course, there's a Liberty Bell. There was a female Liberty Bell.
What are you talking about?
I'm being dead serious. To represent women's rights. It's like smaller.
Really?
Because they couldn't handle such a big bell.
Oh, my God.
It's smaller because they don't pay enough, so you have to make a smaller bell.
Damn. Meanwhile, I wonder if theirs worked, you know? Ours, the man bell broke on the very first ring.
Yeah.
You know, that's how the crack came.
You know, I heard that they're making plans for a gender-neutral bell.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're trying to keep up with the times. 2020, that's the new deal. Yeah, definitely go to Philly.
And there's tons of... Are you going to be there in Philly?
Yeah, I'll be there Friday and Saturday. Come see me if you live there.
Okay. At Good Good Comedy, right?
Friday all night, I'll be at Good Good Comedy. Saturday, I'm doing a show called Big League, where I'm headlining, doing like half hour or something like that. So come to either one of those.
That's odd. By the way, Good Good Comedy, the owners, Aaron and Kate, have been on our show.
They're great.
Amazing people. Yeah. While in Philly, it was the only comedy show that we wanted to see. We went on a Thursday night. So, like, super fun.
I love that room, yeah.
Great theater. And the posters all around was like everybody who's been on the show before.
Just a bunch of friends, yeah.
Great vibe. Really low amount of bring cash. It's cash only. But it's BYOB. Yeah. How are they even alive still? We saw a full-on show for $5.
That's awesome. Was it anyone who was on the show?
Nobody heard of before. Cool. Yeah. It reminded me a little of Surf Reality, but like, it was so, so funny.
Where'd you guys eat when you were in Philly? Anywhere good?
Don't eat anywhere in Philly.
Oh, interesting.
That's my recommendation. Everything that looked good was mediocre at best.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not very good.
No.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. No, but I mean, who are they? Not the Mennonites. Who's over there? The
Quakers? Yeah.
The Colonials.
Colonials.
I'm just thinking the Colonials.
Mm. Who's the one? Nobody remembers?
Who's the one?
Who's the braided ones over there?
Amish.
Amish. Eat at the Amish places.
Interesting.
Those are really good.
I've got a vegan wedding on Saturday. My first ever vegan wedding.
Wow.
They're going to have a gender neutral bell. They're going to have the whole thing.
We have our own bell.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. When you're there, there's all these colonial buildings, but there's not signs on them. But if you just randomly open a door, a lot of them are museums. Now, some are people's houses. So, but some of them are just, look at this, a giant building. It holds an inkwell, that's it. And you're a homeless person. You're like, what the fuck? You know? But I opened the door. I'm like, let's see what's behind this door. It's a museum for a chair.
What?
Some popular chair. And I'm like, this is a huge building for one chair. And the person like woke up like, I didn't know anybody was going to look at the chair today.
It's that chair Clint Eastwood was yelling at
right. But there really is no, there's no signs on these buildings. You just have to know like, this looks like it'd be something.
That's another way to impress a date. You just walk in and start opening doors. Yeah.
Now you were, I didn't get to go with you guys on this expedition, but you were with Xerxes and Anne. Were they as interested as you in opening weird people's doors?
Oh yeah. Well, they're high, so sure. They're more interested. But it's fun to touch everything, you know.
Yeah, it's nice that you can. I haven't been to the Liberty Bell since I was a kid because, of course, they took us on a school trip. And I don't know who pays attention on those school trips. I really was like, yes, they're giving us a weird bagged lunch and we're out of the school, you know, building. But then you find yourself in another building. It's like, wait, we got to learn from this building now? Yeah. The fuck out of here.
It's a scam.
Show me the bell. Get me the fuck out of here.
No, museums are dumb. All those plaques, they're written by children, you know? But not liberty for all, as African Americans were excluded. Then there was the Civil War. Slavery was abolished, but a lot of work still needed to be done. The end. I'm like, okay.
Oh, right. That was someone's powerful. That was someone's book report. You know what? This is good enough for the plaque, Johnny.
Yeah.
On the Liberty Bell, it says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants." From Leviticus.
Whoa.
Well, there's a good start at your separation for church and state on day one, right?
Yeah. And Leviticus is the book that has the
silliness.
It's got the one that people always quote against gay marriage. So that's a bad thing to have on the bell, I feel like.
That's good. That's what that book's known for. Great, great, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was reading in the news that Mark Zuckerberg lost $18.8 billion in 2 hours from people not buying stock. Yeah. Idiot! Fucking moron! See you at Costco, jerk off! Idiot! 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 Hey, Mark Zuckerberg! How was your $18.8 billion? Can I borrow some? Jerk off! See you on the bus, dickhead! What a maroon!
He's such a dweeb.
I made a mistake and I lost $20 billion in 2 hours. Yeah, look in the mirror.
Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see? A fucking idiot. Oh my God, how do you show your face?
Yeah.
After that humiliation of losing $20 billion.
It was the most ever, right? It's in one day or something?
I don't even have that much. He's so stupid.
What's going to happen to him?
Who knows? But right now it's funny.
Now, oh, for sure.
If it turns to suicide, sure. Okay, but we didn't have all that information. Right now, it's hilarious. Yeah.
Got to savor the moment.
I am Mark Zuckerberg. I was in a major motion picture. Really, idiot? That's interesting. Because what's in the news now? Imbecile.
It would be so funny if you knocked over your podcasting award while doing an act out of Mark Zuckerberg being an idiot.
And it breaks.
That is the equivalent of losing 18.8. Yeah.
You know what I did, though?
What'd you do?
So look at this award.
It's very cool.
So I go to take a picture of it, and I stick it in the hotel room on the table, okay? As soon as I put it down, this piece of glass cracked off on the bottom. And I go, what
Keith,
the fuck?
You can't eat your award. They say it's rewarding, but not like exchanging for food.
So then I go, did it just break because I put it down lightly? And so I pick it up, I put it down again. This part breaks off on the other corner.
Oh, no.
And I go, what the fuck is happening?
You're so strong.
And so I kind of move it around on the table and I hear, okay?
Oh, wow.
So then I'm like, all right, what's a classy way to tweet out thanks for the award? But it's busted. Like, what's a classy way to say I need a new award, right? I didn't know how to do it. So then I'm like, then I put on a different table and I'm putting it down. It's not breaking. Then I just kept doing it like, and everything's fine. Is there a thing that maybe it had the
it was this, what kind of table was it?
I think it had a glass top. Is there something that glass can't touch glass?
Oh, weird.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, I understand the phenomenon where if this isn't put together properly, it could be ready to break, and then it just happens to break. But that was weird timing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so thick. It's solid.
Yeah.
I don't even know how it happened.
Yeah, when you slam it now, nothing.
Nothing.
You know what happened to my award?
What?
Nothing, because I took care of it. Wow. It came with a nice box with a cushion, and I fucking give shit about my award, Keith, the giant.
It is like the Liberty Bell. Heavy the male handed. One has a crack. The female one's good.
Maybe you're so fat that like oh, wow. I couldn't even deal.
Damn. I don't even get what she's saying.
I don't know either. I just wanted to call you fat.
All right. So, anyways,
I don't like when Keith and I travel together. We eat at the same time sometimes, and then a couple hours later, I'm just like, "Are you hungry?" And he says, "No," and I get so mad. I'm just like, "You're 6'2". Get hungry when I'm sure. hungry. Otherwise, like, why am I not still full? I'm not fat. You're fat.
Yeah.
No. So Henda has an award in a box. Can you imagine? You go to a museum. And everything's in a box.
No, it's fun to open boxes.
I'm willing to take a risk.
That's life. Yeah.
And let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to open that fucking box and touch it.
No, yeah, for
so
sure.
I don't know what she thinks she's getting away with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
No, I went to the Wax Museum, and it was when Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt gave birth to their first child. And so that you could touch all the fake celebrities as is, except that one for some reason was special and it was roped off with the wax baby in the crib. And I went over the barrier to touch the kid only because they told me not to touch it. I think I could touch it. And then the guard goes, "Hey, the sign." And I go, "Oh, sorry, I didn't know." As I bring my foot back over the barrier, I didn't know.
That is so weird. They do like a nativity scene. It's so bizarre. Like, why? Wax museum guard would be a great job. That's the racket for me.
I would pretend I was a wax security guard.
Totally.
And start walking when people come in. I'd keep myself busy for the first 10 minutes and then I'd just sit down and look at people.
Speaking of losing money, I see MoviePass seems to be making the news a lot that they're losing money. You pay $9.99 a month to see unlimited movies.
Yes.
So in New York City, you pay less for a month of free movies than you would pay for one movie, easily.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. And people laugh at this, I see, about MoviePass. But anytime you pay $20 for a movie, why don't you feel stupid? Like, they're not going to last. Who cares?
Oh, totally.
Then they're not going to last.
I'm happy with you.
I'd sign up, Keith, but it looks like they're going to go out of business. What?
Yeah, why not do it now while you can?
Sign up now. I promise they'll give you a month warning, if not refund you completely. If the app breaks down, save your receipt. They'll get it back. I never got burnt from them, and I use them regularly. But people love the fake outrage, right? Mm-hmm.
It was so funny because they had that big, they got like a $5 million loan or something to keep going. My friend who's like a corporate lawyer, like really smart guy, he texted me, he goes, "Bad news, MoviePass did a reverse stock split." I was like, "Oh no."
Right.
Those words that mean nothing to me.
Right. I'm going to still go tonight though.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I'm walking out of Mission Impossible. I don't care about the stock split.
Are you nervous, Keith, that this is your big outing? This is your favorite thing to do?
Am I nervous now? Because I don't know what they get out of it. Somebody told me that they get data on what movie you saw. I assumed they did.
Yeah.
I assumed that they can look at video cameras and guess the age of people. Everybody fills out these reports. You know what age group saw your movie. I don't know what information you're getting from me. You can have it. Do I get the popcorn? Do I not get the popcorn? Yeah. Do I use the rewards as a bonus? What did you learn? Okay. Good. And anything else you're trying to figure out with the deals with AMC? Do it.
I'm pretty sure Zuckerberg is already giving the info to everybody. So I don't know. I heard it was just to collect emails because when you have a big email list, you can sell your email list.
Okay, you can have it. You get my email list.
That's fine.
What do I give a shit?
I saw Facebook, some notification came up on my Facebook that you can buy movie tickets on Facebook now. I was like, no, who wants this?
Right.
I would never, you know.
You will
eventually. It's like, it's so funny because if this becomes popular, you will.
For sure.
Because if this becomes popular, they have made it so easy that you won't be able to resist. It's futile.
An unknown number of movie fans were left high and dry Thursday night and through much of Friday when the popular MoviePass app crashed. The shutdown was forced when MoviePass's company ran out of cash.
Oh.
And if users were angry, they had nothing on investors who saw shares fall off a cliff, declining 71% to $2.
Wow.
It was just Monday when shareholders approved a 1-for-250 reverse split that put the stock, blah, 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 yada, yada, at $20.25. The company is facing a NASDAQ delisting if it can't keep its stock price above $1 for 10 days straight.
Isn't now a good time to buy stock?
I would think so. It's like Mark Zuckerberg losing $20 billion. If I played the stock, then now's you buy. This is the end of Facebook.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
I like that they say movie fans. Just like, I feel like everyone's a movie fan, you know?
I like music.
Yeah, you have to pick one of the two.
The MoviePass app crash began in the early evening on Thursday and wasn't resolved until 4 p.m. on Friday, leaving potentially millions of users unable to use the service to go to the movies.
It's one night.
Yeah. I had to take $15 out of my pocket. And then what?
Yeah.
And then you quit making up problems because of that. I mean, good for you if that's the problem you
have. For sure.
Saving a receipt. That's the problem you had.
Yeah.
Not a bad fucking life. The issue was finally resolved after the company received an emergency $5 million loan, blah, blah, blah. It's unclear how much longer MoviePass, which pays full price for every ticket, it's $9.99 month subscribers buy. So listen to that. I assume there's some kind of deal I didn't understand.
It's crazy, yeah.
That's how important my email is?
Well, that's why I don't
just get... ask. I'll give it. Yeah, right. I didn't know you needed it this bad.
I don't get why any theater doesn't love it. Like, I feel like AMC was like mad about it. It's like, you're making more money because I've gone to so many more movies since I got it. So, theaters should love it.
Yeah. If they're paying full price and then you can't help but get the popcorn because it smells so
totally,
fucking
every
good.
Time.
It burned through an estimated $85 million in May and June and has been losing an estimated $25 million a month between September 2017 and May 2018. They asked specifically Keith Malley of Queens, New York to stop going. You would never see these movies, say MoviePass. It's a documentary, Keith. Why? MoviePass recently introduced a surge pricing feature. I noticed this, which slaps users with surcharges as high as $6.50 when they go to the films at times its algorithm determines to be popular. I've noticed that.
That's fair.
It's an easy workaround.
Mm-hmm.
You can see an unpopular movie and then go, hi, it's me, the idiot that does this constantly. I bought the wrong ticket.
Oh, of course. Mm.
Come on. Live your life. Subscribers have been relentless in their criticism on social media because they're morons. Something is nice in their life and they don't know what to do, such as Crocs and Velcro. Yeah, I agree with that completely, as if I made it all up. Absolutely true.
Yeah, the indignant tweets about when it's down for a second. It's like, it's so crazy that we get to do this. Like, right. It's fine. Yeah, if you have to pay for one movie,
why would you think it ever worked?
Oh, of course.
It's $9.99. It shouldn't work.
No, not at all.
Now you get free movies. No shit, it doesn't work. I call the police when it does work.
Yeah, right.
I don't understand what's happening. Someone's in trouble for something. That's amazing. Number one movie right now in movie theaters, Mission Impossible 6, Fallout. Which, by the way, I realized
there are six of them.
They realized that they have to stop using the numbers. And the movies got good reviews after they stopped using numbers.
Interesting.
Mission Impossible 1, 2, and 3, all low Rotten Tomato scores. Then you get to Ghost Protocol, Rogue Nation, and now Fallout, and you're in the 90 percentile.
Yeah.
So, why? What does it do? It's just the brand.
It's the brand. We're over numbers. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me it's another number.
So like in general, I like the idea of Mission Impossible, so I'll give it a good percentage. I'll give it a good score. But if you tell me it's number three, I'll be more honest.
Well, I think they don't want people to know how many, like the thought of like I'm seeing the sixth movie in a series that wasn't even, that's not like, you know, Star Wars where it was supposed to be three or whatever. You know what I mean? Just like, it just seems like this is ridiculous. But I feel like just Fallout sounds kind of cool.
Have you seen Mission Impossible's 1 through 5?
Not a single minute of any of them.
Have you seen Mission Impossible Fallout?
Biggest fan in the world.
Look at this.
I loved it so much. There was a few moments where it was like clear that this person was from another movie and it was fine. Like I
just go with the crowded theater. You hear the whispers. You go, okay.
Yeah, it was all. I mean, if you can't, like, that's what people are like, oh, I can't see it. It's like, you can piece it together through context. Like, you'll be fine.
Well, you're also there, you know, playing the Mission Impossible game. Like, you're trying to figure it out as you go along, where everybody else just already knows. Maybe that's why you're so excited about it. You're like, where is this going?
I've never even seen, I don't know who this guy Tom Cruise is. I've never seen any of it.
Well, I saw Sicario 2 and somebody asked
me. They had the Soldado?
Yes, they have the Soldado. And very simple Spanish in that movie. Somebody said, should I see the first one? Is that necessary? Will that make it easier to understand? I go, no. It makes it harder. Does nobody have conversation in their lives? No, you shouldn't see the first part. It'll ruin the second part. Like, what the fuck? See it or don't.
Yeah.
It's like people go, is Spider-Man worth it in 3D? No. No, I can't believe they even bothered. Should I pay $3 more on top of my $600 I'm already paying? No. Definitely stop at $600.
I hate 3D.
I hate people. Then hate 3D, but you know, don't be debating.
I think if you hate 3D, you're not twittering at Keith like, should I see 3D?
Right, no.
You figured it out.
I just don't like the glasses. If there was a better system, I'd be into it.
Yeah,
the glasses are better now.
I think they always hurt my nose. I have a tough life. If they could just do some surgery on my retinas that they could activate whenever it was 3D, then I'm in.
Back in my day, they were cardboard and you ripped them out of a magazine.
Oh,
now
God,
what am I doing? Walking around with 500-pound plastic. I don't like it. Yeah, I'm sure I'll see it. I never liked the old ones, and yet, what am I going to do? Stop at 5?
You saw all 5? You didn't like any of them?
I don't think so.
You're so magical. Oh, my God. All 5?
Mm-hmm. Well, not in one day. They come out slowly over years. This is a 20-year project.
What do you go about? You must like something about it.
I like the idea of action.
Yes.
I love Scientology, and we support our own.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough for me.
You're just hoping that the action will get better?
Well, apparently it does. This movie now is in the 90 percentile when number 1 and number 2 were 70% and 40%. You know,
I don't know that suddenly we're trusting people's stupid opinions online like that, but now I'm really curious. When are you going to go see it?
You keep misunderstanding. My time is not valuable.
Oh, okay. All right. I forgot.
I will say, I saw it on Friday night when Movie Fest was down, so I did have to pay for it. Right. And then I was like, I'm so happy I saw this when I paid for a movie, because they really make it feel like it's worth your time. Like there's like so much action. It's not like if I saw some like indie drama and I was just like, right. Oh, what am I paying for?
Will you have to go back and see the original Mission Impossibles?
I think I might do them. I think I've heard Ghost Protocol is like the best, so I'm going to watch that one next and see how I feel.
Okay.
Is it always Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
All 6?
All 6.
Even this one?
He doesn't age. It's crazy.
Tom Cruise is still doing things?
Him and Paul Rudd, I don't get how they still look so young.
Paul Rudd because he's happy. Tom Cruise, he should be aged. It must be Xenu. I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's got the special serum because he's like one of the leaders.
For sure.
Number 2 movie is Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
How? Sorry. Mamma Mia 1 was like bad enough.
Yeah.
And I understood that. I understood that sometimes a musical is just fun. You like the music. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of good characters in there, really good actors. So it's like a fun, stupid, let's throw away a Sunday afternoon. We're having brunch in the theater. This is fantastic. But 2, what did they not resolve in 1?
So in the first...
what songs did they not even use yet?
I heard they reused songs, from what I heard.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm hearing a lot of gossip about this movie.
That doesn't bother me. I re-listen to songs.
It's true.
You know? Yeah. Why wouldn't I want to hear it again?
Yeah. You got to hear Dancing Queen.
It's been 5 years.
Did you go see the first one?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Jay says, don't y'all hate it when your daughter's about to get married and you're dealing with a lot of stuff at the moment and her bitch ass decides to bring 3 guys you ghosted to your Greek island and demands to know which one is her dad, but you have no idea because you let them all hit it raw?
Wow.
That's Mamma Mia.
Powerful.
Oh, now I want to see it.
See?
Yeah.
Well, you saw the play, right?
I did. Another big mistake.
Okay, so.
Yeah, well, I have a reason. My mom was leaving for good for Israel. And she wanted to see Mamma Mia. She just likes musicals. I bought the $100-something tickets each. What a terrible play. What are you even doing up there? I almost fell asleep. I might have fallen asleep. Then at the end, they do this number just to bow, you know? And and that was the most fun because it was just them singing a song.
Yeah. Did your mom like it?
I don't know. She doesn't like anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like, everything could be better. They went to China and my mom's like,
just for the whole country.
Just, yeah, she comes back and tells me that this is years ago. She comes back and tells me that she's like, you know, at the end of the day, you just want your own little nook. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That is bizarre. Yeah.
Why do you leave the country? She's like, you know, they have their food. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. She's like, I didn't really know what to eat. And go, what did you expect?
Yeah.
The Kung Pao chicken you always order on fucking Hanukkah or whatever. What is wrong with you?
I did see The Equalizer 2, despite not liking the first one. Hemda and I saw that. We were gonna be on Comedy Film Nerds, and they wanted us to see a movie, and it was the only thing that seemed stomachable.
Oh, that was terrible. That's the one where the actress felt so good about herself because she thinks she might have gained 10 pounds for the role. And I was like, I'm pretty sure they weighed you before and after. You knew exactly how much weight you gained, but that was the entire... Is that... She's like an assassin or something. Someone's killing someone. It was... they were at the warehouse at the end trying to kill each other.
Yes.
Terrible.
Who was the actress?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure what she's talking about. But he ends up having a fight. Denzel Washington. He's a great assassin.
So I'll never see it. So
you shouldn't.
Yeah.
So he's fighting all these guys in a Home Depot.
Oh, wow.
So obviously sponsored by Home Depot. Yep. And then you can have fun with all the different tools fighting. Yeah. So he doesn't know how many people are against him. But we, seeing all sides to the movie, know there's five.
Okay.
Okay. So he ends up fighting these four, defeats them, and then it's him one-on-one with the main guy, which he wouldn't even know that's the main guy. Mm-hmm. Okay. He kills the main guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody's now dead. And then just blatantly walks out in the open like, I'm going home now. I'm done. There's no way for him to know that he got all the bad guys.
Oh, for sure.
He could just feel it.
Yeah, like he should have immediate PTSD.
Right. And I remember seeing my barber. This he's into MMA, very alpha male. And
Tommy type.
Yeah, Tommy type. And he just saw Equalizer and he's like, how'd you like it? And I said,
what a landmine. How did you like it, right. Person who has a buzzer to my head?
Yeah.
and I'm like, well, I just thought it was interesting. How did he know that all the bad guys were dead?
Oh boy.
And the barber says, well, you feel it.
You feel it. That's so funny.
And I say, he does a lot of odd posing. Like, who's he doing that for? The audience? Nobody's looking. And the guy says, well, sometimes you got to take care of business.
Oh, wow.
And I go, okay. All right. Good talk.
I do like that he had an answer for everything.
Right. So I see Equalizer 2. I walked out the first hour.
Yeah.
Why did you... Just because you have a movie pass, right?
But it's an action movie.
Oh, okay.
It wouldn't even matter if the first one was good or bad. Mm-hmm. I bet you Tommy's right in this new Mission Impossible. I'm gonna love.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So there's no rhyme or reason to these sequels. 5 years went by. They're not real people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, I don't like this guy again. Why would I see him?
Yeah.
It's a movie with all new writers, and let's see where it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just like the genre?
Yes.
Interesting. Because you hate most of the movies in the genre.
Well, I like about this Mission Impossible trailer also, it seems that they understand that they're getting old. Maybe the plot's getting ridiculous. You can tell me if I'm wrong, but they show a lot of jokes in the trailer.
For example,
like, he's going
to... I'm too old for this shit.
Yeah, an original line. Yeah.
He's going to... Well, first of all, it shows him getting in a lot of... Like, he doesn't pay attention when he's riding a bike and he hits a car and flips over. And it's like...
Yeah, yeah.
A younger you wouldn't have done that, but that's just funny. Yes, you have to look where you're going all the time.
Yeah.
You
know? They give him a counterpoint kind of in Henry Cavill, who's kind of the younger super agent. They kind of make that distinction, like... He's getting older. This guy is like the new super soldier. He's right. Tougher and quicker and that kind of thing.
Good. I like that. They show Tom Cruise take a chair, break out a window. He's about to jump it for the 500,000th time.
Yep.
And then he waits a little bit. And his buddy's on the radio somewhere else being like, what's taking you so long? And Tom Cruise says, I'm jumping out a window.
Yeah.
It's not normal.
Okay.
And
they got a little cheeky with their shit.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. So I'm into that.
Cool.
Yeah, I have some.
Should we bet that you're gonna hate it? You got $5.
Well,
just like a pass fail. You
can't
know
bet
I mean?
On something subjective like that.
He, trust me, he will try to like it and still not be able to.
Interesting.
Say, yeah, okay. Yeah. He's not gonna lie for the $5, and he's not gonna be able to enjoy it just to get my $5.
I have movie pass, so that I don't have to pay watching it's movies. True.
Right.
So it'd be a shame if they get me double barrel.
Yeah.
I do think I will like it,
We can have a gentleman's bet, $20.
I already made peace with men pay more. I made peace with the fact that I probably won't understand it because they make these movies very convoluted.
Yes.
Did you find that?
They do a pretty good job of doing the exposition, but it's also so like,
okay,
they just, it doesn't matter, you know?
I feel like sometimes I'm like, wait a minute, you didn't say why you're in Prague.
Oh, there's totally stuff like that.
Okay, sure. That's important. Yeah. So, yeah. So, and when I see those movies, I'm like, it's not even my fault. Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? So knowing that, maybe I'll just stare at it like it's art.
What if I give you like, okay, so you do a rating pretty well, 1 to 10, right? Mm-hmm. You won't give it higher than a 7.
An over under.
Yeah. 7.5, I win. 7.1, I win.
Those are high.
Ooh.
7's pretty high.
If 7's high, you're already dead. 7. Oh, I might not like this 7. I'm going into this math test. I might get a 65. Yay. Yay. I'm going to love it. This is going to be 6 is the best one.
What do you think the worst movie you saw on MoviePass was? I'm excited when it is. When it does die, I want to go through and like rank everything I saw just to see what all this shit that I saw.
There's going
to
be a class action lawsuit from them on us for all the movies we saw. That
Yeah.
You know what you guys should do? There should be a separate system. There should be Rotten Tomatoes for the people who don't have MoviePass. And then there should be MoviePass ratings because you guys are like, meh, I have MoviePass. So my life isn't worth anything but movies.
Yep.
So I rate this differently. So like if you didn't have a MoviePass, would you have been pissed? That's what MoviePass rating should be.
It's a one. It's a binary.
Yeah, pissed or not pissed.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, they do send emails out. Have you noticed this MoviePass saying,
the surveys?
Would you have seen this if you didn't have MoviePass? And I always say yes. Why are people saying no?
Yeah, there's no point. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like Skype. They ask you, how was the call? Why would you say it's perfect?
Yeah.
If the person isn't in your room, tell them to keep working. I walked out of Jumanji on MoviePass, walked out of Cock Blockers on MoviePass, and like I said, just walked out of The Equalizer 2 on MoviePass. So I'd put those up there.
I saw Jumanji. Yeah. When Jack Black said, yes, queen, I was like, oh, this isn't for me. This is like my childhood hero. Like, oh, God.
How about this? If you watch Mission Impossible 6 and you even consider leaving, it's I win.
You won't consider
leaving. I don't think I'll consider leaving.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you consider leaving the other ones?
No.
Okay. So what do you expect to give this? 6.5?
Nothing. I actually, you know, this is what people ask me. I never know how to answer that. How did you come into the movie theater? I hope it's going to be good.
But you think 7 is high? I think over 7 and I win. 7's reasonable for a genre that you like, for high praise from a gentleman that we respect, mm-hmm. and high on Rotten Tomatoes.
But maybe this is why him and Marsha broke up. Maybe.
Let's get an over and under from Marsha. Yeah. Call her up.
It's for hard to say. No, I don't think I can bet you then.
Wow, risky with your time.
It's getting too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's getting too much.
I can't wait. I'm going to forget we had this conversation. Should just remind me.
I'm just going to tell you, you owe me $20.
Oh, yes.
You can get out
Did
now.
Did I sleep with someone?
You can get out now for 10. All right. Les Moonves is the president of CBS, and he is in trouble for a touchy-touchy.
I heard that.
I don't know. But first, let me tell you about this. ZipRecruiter, okay? Because, well, I'll tell you why it goes, Tommy. You laugh. But
hiring's a bitch, apparently.
Hiring isn't as easy as it looks, right?
That's true.
I don't want to work with grabby animals. I want to work with decent people. Who's going to vet these people? ZipRecruiter's going to vet these people. That's who's going to vet these people.
Thank you.
ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful marketing technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate, ready, within the first day.
That's crazy. How do you say ZipRecruiter so fast and not swallow your own tongue?
When I'm excited, I pronounce every letter, ZipRecruiter.
That's amazing. Say ZipRecruiter.
Zapruder. ZipRecruiter.
Now I know what this I know what this company does.
ZipRecruiter.
It has the highest rated hiring site in America. How about that? Right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. ZipRecruiter.com/KATG. That's ZipRecruiter.com/KATG. ZipRecruiter.com/KATG. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Okay? All right. Here's what I'm talking about. Les Moonves, CBS chief, has been accused of sexual misconduct by six women, including actress Ileana Douglas. Douglas, an Emmy-nominated TV and film star, tells The New Yorker that in 1997, she was called into a meeting with the TV titan while working on a pilot, and he pinned her down on the couch, kissed her violently, then pulled up her skirt while thrusting his aroused groin into her. "It'll just be between you and me. Come on, you're not some nubile virgin," he supposedly said.
Wait, did you just say he inserted himself or he was...
He was grinding himself.
Not a fan of aroused groin as a term.
Right.
That I ever want to hear.
She said, I'd rather hear, right, cock or something.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. She says that when she tried to escape, he blocked her path and said, "We're going to keep this between you and me," right? She was fired the next week.
Wow.
She says that Moonves telling her she wouldn't get a fucking dime and, quote, "never work at this network again. What happened to me was a sexual assault, and then I was fired for not participating." When she told her then boyfriend, filmmaker Martin Scorsese, of the incident and threatened to sue, she was offered a role in a miniseries. In a statement, Moonves acknowledged trying to kiss Douglas, but denied any characterization of sexual assault, intimidation, or bad actions. "I recognize that there were times decades ago," he says, "when I may have made some women uncomfortable by making advances." This is the exact same thing that... Who's that big pig? Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
It's the exact same thing that he's saying.
He's a friend, so I don't want to...
Right, that's fair.
Talk out against Harvey.
"Those are mistakes, and I regret them immensely. But I always understood and respected and abided by the principle that no means no, and I have never misused my position to harm or hinder anyone's career." Five other women claimed they were also forcibly kissed and touched by the same person from the 80s to late 2000s. When they rejected him, their careers suffered. Raider Janet Jones says he'd gotten away with it for decades. He forced his lips on me during a 1985 pitch meeting. Jones says that when she tried to get away, she found the office door locked, and that when she told him to open it or she would scream, he had to walk over to his desk to unlock it.
This is the Matt Lauer button.
Yeah. Other Moonves accusers in the story include How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days producer Christine Peters, who claims Moonves stuck his hand up her skirt, and, quote, a prominent actress who played a police officer on a long-running CBS program says he shoved his tongue down her throat. Dozens of other current and former employees claim sexual misconduct was permitted at the network, with many accusing former chairman and current 60 Minutes executive producer Jeff Fager of touching employees in a weird way while drunk, blah, blah, blah.
I know that we're surprised because, you know, this is so gross and hearing it is really disgusting. I feel like we shouldn't be this surprised at this point. And also knowing how we talked about the industry and this industry. And, you know, I know that people are listening from, you know, accountant offices and like regular non-Hollywood things. The same thing is going on there. But we always talked about the casting couch.
Yeah.
People's parents were really upset when people wanted to be actors. It's very new that parents are so into selling their kids to this industry. Mm. It used to be that you kind of looked down at parents who were pushing their kid into it. You knew the kid's fate would not be good. And then you also knew that adult women needed to be careful. A lot of times they took a friend on auditions because, you know, it would be in some weird warehouse and that could either be a good thing or a bad thing depending on what you got set up with. I think this was very normalized, and now it's very normalized to hear what happened like 30 years ago and then to be outraged one way or another. Like, why did they wait so long, or what do they expect, or things like that. I think because this is happening, the conversation is finally changing. But this was totally, if these women came out, and they might have even come out, and I'm talking about it across the board, if any of these women, the Cosby accusers, did come out, we used to come out and people would be like, shut the fuck up. Like,
wow, yeah.
Like, literally would be like, what are you trying to do to not only this person, but this industry, to my job, to whatever? What do you want us to do about this? Just, you know, that was an incident. Can you fucking do your job I feel like that was very normal. Now we're like, really? And he got away with it? Yes, he got away with it. He was given that job. He was given that position. And he was absolutely given the right to do all of that. This was normal. And people had to fucking eat it. And now I think people are not coming out because they're like, oh, I finally won't be beaten up for the thing that I was beaten up by.
Totally.
And even still, they're wrong about that because people are like, oh, here comes more of the me. Here comes more of women trying to ruin men's lives.
Right. Dukes of Hazzard star Tom Wopat pleaded guilty to a touching case. He was in a play and he forcibly touched two women that were also in the play. That's Luke Duke. Now picture a younger Luke Duke, him behaving while Daisy Duke is running around wearing Daisy Dukes. I'm going to doubt it.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet that was tough on the set.
Yeah. Which guys on that set were cool?
Right.
I mean, you're the beginning of your show had like, you're full of Confederate flags.
Yeah, a lot of Confederate flags.
Your theme song started with just some good old boys. Right. Never meaning no harm.
And I've seen.
What? I didn't mean harm.
And I've seen this guy, Tom Wopat, on social media a lot. Tea Party Republican.
Oh, wow.
You know, very what's wrong with people, just work hard, yada, 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 be a decent person. Nothing's racist about that Confederate flag, even if you've never been in the South and love it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, surprise, surprise, you just pled guilty. Nobody's pleading guilty.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're pleading guilty, right?
For sure.
So, and he's pleading guilty to forcibly touching women. No shit. How come it all goes together? It just does.
That show, right? I can't help but being like, I don't know.
It's just a flag. Oh, come here, honey. A naked man was arrested at Planet Fitness because he thought it was a, quote, judgment-free zone like the commercials.
Like he was working out naked?
Yeah, a man was charged after he took off his clothes at the front desk of a Planet Fitness and exercised naked Sunday. He told police he thought the gym was a judgment-free zone.
This guy is so funny.
He's 34 years old, arrested without incident and charged with indecent exposure, lewdness, and disorderly conduct. He's like, come on, they're all the same. When officers arrived, they found him there completely nude on his knees in a yoga-type position.
Oh, wow.
He walked into the gym, stripped down at the floor, then proceeded to walk back and forth a couple of times before setting on the yoga mats. Yeah, they have lockers. They have cubby holes.
That's wild. I was wondering what exercise he would do, but the yoga, yeah, the yoga's pretty gross as far as that goes.
He was released on $1,000 bail. He's due in court September 22nd. That's good. Because maybe between
the trial of the century.
Yeah. Now that's one of the cases I want. I'll go to jury duty, sure. Yeah. A jail.
By the way, going back, do you know the theme song from the Dukes of Hazzard?
No, I never heard it.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm, beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they were born. The day they was born. Straightening the curve, flattening the hills, someday the mountains might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
I think they sold moonshine.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh, I wonder if I ever even realized that. There were a lot of times as a kid I was where I saw things and I knew I was missing something. And I like, did you, what's the movie where Don't Put Baby in the Corner? Oh my God, I'm in a room full of guys.
Dirty Dancing?
Dirty Dancing, thank you. Okay, I had no idea that was an abortion. I had no idea they were talking about an abortion. I had no idea what was wrong with her. I was like, someone's in trouble, but she has to see a doctor, mm-hmm. but the doctor's not okay. What could he possibly be doing with them? Why is Patrick Swayze taking responsibility? Did he give her heroin?
Yeah.
And I don't think I knew heroin. I was like, what's wrong with her that the father is backing up? It took me until my 20s to be like, oh, she's pregnant and pregnancy abortions were illegal. Did you know that as a kid?
I saw the play instead, so I can't tell you what registered. In Spokane, Washington, a man was wanted for violating an order of protection. He stuffed himself into a washing machine to hide from the cops, but a canine cop sniffed it out.
I thought this washing machine was a judgment-free zone.
I'll tell you what I would do if I was the cop. Hmm. And the dog's like, wah, 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 the washing machine. I'm like, shh, okay, good, good. Go back to the car. And then I'd be with my human buddy. I'd be like, you know what? Looks like he got away. You know what I'm going to do? A quick load of clothes. And I'd open up the top and I'd pour in some detergent, right? See how long he takes. right? Start messing with the settings
for
until
sure.
It comes out. I'm here. And then I'd pull out my gun real quick, and then I'd put it back. You know, I'd be like, oh, you startled me.
That would be a great, if you had your phone in one hand to get the video of that.
Yeah.
The pop goes the weasel moment where he just jumps out. Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to put in here? I'm just going to do it quick. Yeah. I'm going to throw my gun in the washer and see what he does.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a treat. No, instead, what do? They catcall women and they arrest black people for no reason. No, you can have fun.
It's true.
Be a cop.
This is the kind of fun you should have.
I don't know if you hear Keith and the Girl and you're like, oh, so a cop should just be a boring cop, never have fun?
Don't be a fun cop.
You can have fun. You're not going to be an asshole is what I'm saying. That wouldn't make your fucking life.
Oh, yeah.
You pour detergent on a hiding guy's head and see how long he waits?
Yeah.
He's like, well, why would you put dryer sheets in here? It's a washer. That's fun. Oh, well. Tommy McNamara. He's single, so if you want to see what's going, go to Twitter at Tommy McNam.
Yes.
McNam.
Same thing as Instagram.
Same thing as Instagram, which we all know what that is, the new OkCupid. So of course, you don't need to be on apps, right? You ever go on that Instagram? Everybody's naked.
About? Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're all fucking naked. And then they're like, oh, you got my thirst trap. And I'm like, you did. You tricked me all over.
Yeah, summer Instagram's wild.
Yeah, they tricked me all over my stomach. TommyMcNamara.com is the website. You can find everything right there.
Yeah, a bunch of road dates coming up if you're in.
Check
those out.
See, and all you have to, if you see him in Philly and you say, hey, you want to go and see the Liberty Bell with me?
I'm coming.
As a fellow brother, he has to.
That's true.
See it with you. That's the whole point of the bell. And of course, the podcast that I mentioned, Stand By Your Band, where people say, hey, here's a band nobody likes but me, but I'll tell you why it's good.
Yes.
You motherfucker. As if everything's not subjective. We can argue about Rogue One and Mission Impossible, but we can't even debate if Tesla rules. Get the fuck out. And that's what I love about it. It gets heated.
Yeah.
People die.
You guys should do it.
I only listen to good music, but Keith would love to be on.
I'll see you Tuesday. Thanks, okay, buddy.
Good. I'd love to. I probably listen to terrible, terrible music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like, so for example, can I say the Beatles?
People suggest that multiple times. People have suggested the Beatles.
The Beatles?
What are you talking about? Yeah.
Right.
Interesting.
I think they just don't pay attention to what's going on.
I see. Okay.
They really don't.
No.
Tell me if you noticed this. I mentioned this yesterday. People that they go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're into the movie. There's no question that they were cheering at, let's say, the Avengers. And they knew every little secret. Then the credits come and they leave the theater. When they know there's bonus footage.
Yeah.
What is going on with that, A? And then B, to go one further, I see people watch these movies that are fictionalized, but they're true stories. And they cry. They love the movie. And even before the credits start, they show pictures of the real life people. They're bored and they get up and leave.
Yeah, that's so funny.
How are we walking around this, people? And my question is, what's the fastest way to gas them?
That's true. That's a good question.
What are we doing? They're like, oh, I cried. Oh, this is a home video footage? Fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Do you get it?
I don't. I used to not like the post credit scenes just because I don't really care about the Easter eggs. But that Ant-Man one, I don't know if you saw that.
It's
that was
important.
Like a big, it was a big deal. Yeah.
It's more Thanos stuff. It all goes together. Oh, well, what are you going
to
do?
Well, we put up a poll to see, because Keith really wants to know who understands this and who doesn't. KeithandTheGirl.com/forums. So I think we're going to learn a lot this week.
How could you have an answer? How could you have an answer?
Sorry, side note, still about movies. You know what's exciting is Tommy has a movie pass and we're going to do silent trailers after this for our YouTube exclusive. And I find that the people with movie pass give Keith a run for his money. And what's really exciting is when Keith doesn't show a lot of emotion, but man, you see the spectrum in our YouTube videos. When he wins, he's a fucking asshole. When he loses, he's a fucking asshole. And you could see it all in his face. Like, he tries to be like, yeah, good game, but he is defeated. And then Andrea's like, yes, because he sees people destroys people all the time. I mean,
I'm really excited.
Yeah, he's really good. So when someone beats him, look how upset he is, even me bringing up that anyone got a point off Keith Malley. How do you think you're going to do?
I'm a confident man. I think I'm going to do great.
Oh my goodness.
I'm a bachelor.
Those are beta fighting words. I'm very confident. I worked on my yoga and I meditated this morning.
Exactly,
it's on.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you. Keith and the
Onion.com.